only has hundreds of different cultures in operation. Therefore, when taking to a Tunisian village, it is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Tindi, namely, Borodo village, the city of elders in Greek story. That's what people will cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from a height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Tindi. Passing through semi-hot meat trade, along the coast of Mona Lisa, with waves and sparkling black sand, which has particular charm. Precisely in front of Borodo church, it stands steadily. We begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. The trees rising as and past the village. Because people with families, they do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. We find riding the center of traditional kampung.
Good morning, loyal listener. You are here with me, Ray, and I'm not alone today. I'm with
Unica. Hello, everyone.
Yes, it's a lovely morning, loyal listener.
Lovely morning for sure. The weather is so good today, Ray.
Indeed. It's not been raining, but it's been raining, actually, but I haven't been rained on for a long time, actually.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But do you like the rain? Indeed. And well, listener, if you want to know more, you can always tune in to our online streaming of learning.id and application, AAA Digital. Mount Lobobi Lajalaji in East Flores, East Mesopotamia, experienced 8 eruptions between 12 and 18 Wika. Emitting white and gray ash plumes reaching heights of 500 to 1,000 meters. Seismic activity included multiple tremors and volcanic earthquakes. Indicating ongoing instability, authorities have maintained the volcano's alert status at level 3, urging residents and visitors to avoid activities within a 6-kilometer radius and remain vigilant for potential lava flows during heavy rainfall. President Prabowo Subianto appointed former President Joko Widodo along with Mazalius Pigai, Thomas Dwing Jiwandono, and Ignatius Jonan as Indonesia's representative to attend Pope Francis' funeral in Vatican City on April 26. On the same day, Prabowo conducted a drone trial for rice seed dispersal during a mass planting event on 105,000 hectares of swampland in Ogan Ilir, South Sumatra. This initiative reflects Indonesia's commitment to international diplomacy and the adoption of modern agricultural technologies to enhance food security. And that was the news.
morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. From it is really pretty, you can enjoy various types of culinaries of Manuwangi, such as Besan Mansong. Besan Mansong is a typical food of regional Kibo Hamlet, Sumawatan Village, Sumajuru Sub-District. Besan Mansong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat, as its main ingredient, and Wadong Yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadong tea is mainly found in growing wild at the village. Without giving sour taste, Wadong leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. So it is usually used no doubt for cooking the song bangsa. Besides wooden yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. The song bangsa has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste makes it sour taste, certainly produce delicious food. In Manuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, the song bangsa can be found at Great Britain Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. Shape from Saudi Arabia, specifically in Bhutan, Myanmar, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a pom-pom or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi Archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, or shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. The compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a bowl made of wood or lactose. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Once the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied, the solid is called kabete. To make kasumi, in a solid kabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very mixed steaming cone. The dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. They use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. Then kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salmon fish. Kasumi is the image of food in Bhutan's traditional events. In Kasumi, Kasumi is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs within fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and a sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. The Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology explored cooperation with the state-owned Banknote Printer Bureau for the Digitalization of Diplomas to support the acceleration of digital transformation in the education sector. The Ministry said that one of the main obstacles His Ministry is currently facing is the digitalization of diplomas, knowing that incidents of diploma forgery persist. The Minister further cautioned that this issue has far-reaching consequences, particularly affecting processes like employee recruitment and other activities that require reliable diploma validation. Therefore, this collaboration is expected to foster great transparency and efficiency in service delivery. Therefore, the Minister, Yuri Yarto, urged all universities to adopt a digital diploma system so it can all the transcript and also legalization process can be digital. Personally, for me, as a fresh graduate, I think this is a very good idea. We have entered digitalization era, and I do agree if the Ministry of Education, the government, try to support us in also that area, digitalization can very, very be useful for us. So, yep, I think this is very good news for us and for us students and also for fresh graduates. Yeah, I think that's all for the information. Please stay tuned with us if you want to hear more from us.
Right now, as you can see, in this damn Friday, it's the end of the weekend. The start of the weekend, you might say. And thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through AAE Digital. You can enjoy directly the program of all AAE stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us using like, comment, and share in live chat at AAE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
I'm gonna
Shallow water of the beach. There's no better building than here. Calm leaves and water and fish swimming at